This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing today in Afghanistan's capital that left dozens of people wounded, including several women and children. Authorities say the attacker detonated his suicide vehicle as it entered a security checkpoint outside the police headquarters in western Kabul. The blast sent a huge cloud of smoke and ash that could be seen across the city. At least 95 people were wounded, but officials have not said if there were fatalities. The insurgent group issued a statement saying it targeted a recruitment center for security forces. Wednesday's attack comes as the Taliban engages in talks with the United States on ending the 18-year war. The group issued a warning on Tuesday for Afghan citizens to boycott the country's presidential voting set for September and all election rallies leading up to the vote. U.S. President Donald Trump leaves in a few hours for somber visits to the Midwestern city of Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, on the Mexican border. Cities that lost a combined 31 people last weekend in America's latest mass shootings. White House officials say Mr. Trump's schedule will feature a salute to first responders and calls on mourning families and survivors. At the same time, there are those in both grieving cities who want the president to stay away. A report from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
As President Trump travels to Dayton and El Paso today, some residents are saying he should stay away. Criticism of Trump has been particularly strong in El Paso, a Texas border city where many have bristled at Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric and some believe may have inspired the gunman in Saturday's attack. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley told reporters Trump's scripted remarks on Monday in response to the shootings were disappointing. Recent polling by Pew Research Center found 85% of American adults believe U.S. political debate has become more negative. A majority say Trump has changed things for the worse. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Following the latest rampage killings in the United States, Congress is feeling public pressure to act on the epidemic of gun violence. Here's AP's Shelley Adler.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke outside a New York Walmart with GOP Congressman Peter King. Schumer continues to push for the Senate to take up the House gun bill.
The Walmart was in El Paso, but it really could be anywhere in America, even here, as long as easy access to weapons of war remain the unaddressed crisis.
And in Pennsylvania, GOP Senator Pat Toomey says he's spoken with the president.
I later yesterday spoke with Senator Manchin, who is still fully on board with me on our background check legislation. I spoke with Mitch McConnell, and we had a very constructive conversation.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
John Huntsman is resigning after a 2-year run as U.S. ambassador to Russia. AP's Ben Thomas on the reaction from the Kremlin.
A Russian foreign ministry official describes Huntsman as a professional, but says the political state of affairs in the U.S. made it impossible for him to fully develop bilateral ties. Huntsman says he's leaving so that he can reconnect with family and home responsibilities. Political associates say he's considering another run for governor in Utah.
That was AP's Ben Thomas. American author Toni Morrison, the first black woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature, has died. She was 88. AP's Margie Zaralletta has more.
Toni Morrison had been working for Random House and was almost 40 when she published her first novel, The Bluest Eye. She went on to publish such novels as Song of Solomon and Beloved, which won her the Pulitzer Prize in 1988. She won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1993, the first black woman to win. She later taught at Princeton. Morrison told the Associated Press in 2012, the 21st century is not a very nice place and she needed writing to stay steady emotionally. She had said her work highlighted the unfree at the heart of the Democratic experiment. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
China's currency has weakened once again, setting the stage for a fresh drop on world markets today. Yesterday, it seemed, the situation was stabilizing. But China's central bank set the opening currency rate today at less than 7 yuan to the U.S. dollar, making Chinese exports cheaper. The bank earlier pledged to keep the currency levels stable, but investors don't see evidence that will happen. And the United States has officially declared Beijing as a currency manipulator. All of this making the U.S.-China trade war even more difficult to solve. American tariffs on another $300 billion of Chinese exports to this country are scheduled to take effect on September 1st. More news at voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Great news. News. It's VOA.